This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Public education funding in Arkansas is meeting bare minimum set under law, but not getting any extra money in the governor's proposed budget for the coming fiscal year. Sarah White-Skotacek with Arkansas Public Media was at a joint budget committee hearing on education funding today and has details on lawmakers' concerns as the fiscal session looms.
Education Commissioner Johnny Key spoke with lawmakers about the proposed budget, saying $50 million that had been projected in 2016 for education needs in the 2019 budget have been moved out. He says that's because student growth is down and property tax revenues are up.
Because of a change in the need for general revenue, what we are proposing, what the governor's budget proposes, is that there would not be a need for any additional general revenue transfer.
Governor Asa Hutchinson's budget plan does set aside part of the state's $64 million surplus in a special fund to use for tax cuts. Democratic Senator Will Bond of Little Rock questioned the commissioner about whether the Department of Education had pushed for extra education funding in areas of need.
Was there a discussion about whether to use this $50 million to somehow solve this teacher recruitment problem and train the next generation of teachers?
Key confirmed that Arkansas teacher training program enrollments in the state have dropped by half over the last 5 years. And he said the department did not push for extra because last year, lawmakers recommended the state meet its constitutional adequacy standards and no more. That included a 1% cost of living increase rather than the 2.5% increase supported by Democrats. Some lawmakers seem to wish the process had gone differently. Representative Charlotte Douglas is a Republican from Alma. She says she sees a need for extra spending on education if there's new money to go around.
I think when we go through the adequacy process, then at the end of us deciding how much money needs to go to adequacy, we should have a wish list and say, if there is extra money, then we need to put that on teacher recruitment or preschool or teacher salary or teacher benefits. I'd say those are the probably top four.
Republican Representative John Payton of Wilburn seconded the desire to see more education funding, at least at the lower levels.
Well, I think that the budget is tighter than it needs to be on K through 12, and that we have far too much taxpayer money and assistance going to higher education.
Arkansas Education Association Executive Director Tracy Ann Nelson echoed the lawmakers' concerns.
So that $50 million that is being held separate could have been investment in social workers to help with behavioral health in schools. It could have been used, some of it could have been used to help with the teacher pipeline that is especially a challenge right now in our state where we are having less and less teachers. Or people invest in being a teacher.
The proposed budget does include over $1 million in increased spending on the state's public school fund. Sarah White-Skotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank, dreams realized.